We are studying from the writings of Bala Sulam, article 600,000 souls. You can watch our lessons on CAB TV, and you can ask questions on CAB TV too. Selected questions will be asked throughout the lesson. So, the article 600,000 souls by Bala Sulam.
And we also need to remember that we have friends that are working in our new home today, from Chedera, from Rishon, to Rehovot, the evening, and the young group, and the Petach Tikva group, all together. Chedera, Rishon, and Rehovot. Please.
600,000 souls. It is said that there are 600,000 souls, and each soul divides into several sparks. We must understand how it is possible for the spiritual to divide, since initially only one soul was created, the soul of Adam HaRishon. In my humble opinion, there is indeed only one soul in the world, as it is written, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. The same soul exists in all the children of Israel, complete in each and every one, as in Adam HaRishon, since the spiritual is divided and cannot be cut, which is rather a trait of the corporeal things. Yet saying that there are 600,000 souls and sparks of souls appears as though it is divided by the force of the body of each person. In other words, first the body divides and completely denies him of the radiance of the soul, and by the force of the Torah and the mitzvah, the body is cleansed, and to the extent of its cleansing, the common soul shines upon him. For this reason, two discernments were made in the corporeal body. In the first discernment, one feels one's body, one's soul, as a unique organ, and does not understand that this is the whole of Israel. And this is truly a flaw, hence it causes along with the above mention. In the second discernment, the true light of the soul of Israel does not shine on him in all its illumination force, but only partially, by the measure he has purified himself, returning to the collective. The sign for the body's complete correction is when one feels that one's soul exists in the whole of Israel, in each and every one of them, for which he does not feel himself as an individual, for one depends on the other. At that time he is complete, flawless, and the soul truly shines on him in its fullest power as it appeared in Adam HaRishon, as in he who breathed from within him.
Yes, Owen.
At the time I'm working with the public, do I need to think about the fact that we are one soul?
In essence, there is no more than one will to receive, which was completely filled with the light of Insof. The light that filled it was called the light of Insof. Not Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chaya Yechida, or the whole Naran Chai, rather simply filling it without boundaries, without a name. Meaning without a name, meaning still without limitations, because according to the limitations we can define names. Yes, like all the form of letters and so on. It comes from deficiencies, supposedly from flaws or corruptions. Every time you say something for its benefit, you're also saying something for its against, that it doesn't include something for the sake of others. Just as we see about the letter Bet, why was it chosen to be the first? For that all the Torah comes from it as a blessing. Because the upper force, which is above letters and everything, we can do the corrections. So, therefore, we here are talking about the one soul, its one structure that was created by the upper light. And this whole structure is called the soul. Why the soul, the neshama? Because this structure, after it goes all sorts of preparations, corrects itself, already in ascent from below upwards, it brings itself to the degree of neshama in constant. Chaya nichida illuminate from afar. And then there's an action called Rav Megabtze El, and it comes to Chaya Nechida. But according to the end result, it is called Neshama. Yes.
So before I'm going out to the public, do I need to think about it, that we are one soul, that I and them are one soul?
Yes, of course. All of reality. You must, otherwise why are you going out to the public? You need to think that we all are parts of the whole, of the one. And in order to bring contentment to the Creator and give Him a place to be revealed, you must bring these parts closer. That's why you're going out to them. And your whole goal is to take them out with you to that Shekhinah, to the Holy Divinity, yes?
And on what it depends, the fact that I connect them to, or...
To bring the light upon them? Nothing other than that? Okay. Now what else did he say here? Ask. Read it in small portions to that point, you think? Okay. It is said that there are 600,000 souls. And that's how it's written, yes? 600,000, meaning 600,000 souls, individual souls. And all together, they unite as one soul. And each soul divides into several sparks, meaning there are other many parts. We must understand how it is possible for the spiritual to divide, because spiritual is truly whole, and if we divide it, it's already not whole. Spiritual is called that it's bestowing. If everyone is in bestowal, they're not called distanced. Since initially only one soul was created, the soul of Adam Rishon, this structure that was constructed, is called the structure of Adam Rishon. So one soul. Why do they say 600,000 souls? In my opinion, there is indeed only one soul in the world, meaning one structure, the will to receive, which is filled with light, and this is its initial correct form. As it is written, and breathe into the nostrils, this same soul exists in all the children. What does this mean? Oh, and this all one structure says, yes, incomplete in each and every one. How could it be that you have this soul? You have the soul of the Adam HaRishon? No. It's very good that you said, because otherwise how could it be that you have it and I won't have it? And if you have it, how could it be spiritual does not divide into parts? If you don't take a part, it's also, if you're taking a part, it's also take a part. But if it's in each and every one, how could it be the same thing in each and every one? Is he making a copy of each other? Since the spiritual is individual, the same soul exists in the children of Israel, complete in each and every one, as in Adam Rishon, truly in that same form. How is that possible? At least say, you know, let's say to a certain measure that's lesser, somewhat. Since the spiritual is indivisible and cannot be cut, which is rather a trait of corporeal things, that I can say. But what is it called that in each and every one it exists? That's a problem. For the time being, we still think in such a way that if it's here, then it's lacking there. Yeah, it's saying that there are 600,000 souls and sparks of souls. He's going even deeper. He wants to say that there is no such thing. Appears as though it is divided by the force of the body of each person. In other words, first the body divides and completely denies him of the radiance of the soul. And by the force of the Torah and the mitzvah, meaning through the corrections that when he brings the reforming light, which is called the Torah, and this light influences the parts and then corrects them, meaning connects them together, which is called through the mitzvot, the body is cleansed from its egoistic desire and starts to acquire instead the quality of bestowal, the masach, the screen. And to the extent of its cleansing, the common soul shines upon him. The common soul shine upon him. Okay, so questions about that piece. And there's none? Yes?
Oleg from St. Petersburg is asking, why is the soul divided by the ego?
What for? I don't know. I'm learning now about such a thing. Yes?
Why is he mentioning here that the soul is in all the people of Israel? What about the rest of the world?
I can give you several excuses. Which? Well, let's say one. Whoever comes to the degree that the light illuminates in him and fills in him, meaning illuminates and shines on the corrected desires, he's called Israel, Yeshar Kel. Who could that be? As it's written, they will all know me from the greatest to the smallest. So it could be each and every one. Some Indian there in the Amazons and is fishing fish. It could also be him. So, because my home will be called a prayer home to all the nations. How many nations do we have in the world? Several thousands, yeah? So, for everyone. Okay? Whoever comes to that degree is called Israel. Whoever doesn't come to that degree that is completely connected to the Creator is not called Israel. It's not important that he was born is Jewish and he had a circumcision and he has a brit milah and a bar mitzvah and so forth. It's not according to spiritual definitions. Spiritual definitions are only according to the internal standing, stature towards the Creator of a person, towards the quality of bestowal. Israel is called whoever is directing himself towards bestowal and love. At least directing himself. But the degree of Israel itself is when one reaches the state of Gadlut of Zeranpin, in which he receives the whole form of the Creator. Because Zeranpin in Katnut is called Yaakov, and in Gadlut is called Israel. To come to that degree is his realization, of it, the realization of himself. Yes.
It seems like he's careful here, and he says, to my humble opinion. So why is he saying that?
Well, maybe he's in doubts like me too.
It's not something that he's usually saying. Here he...
You're right. Well, I don't know. I really don't. Maybe he wants to clear himself from blame, from any kind of thing, so no one will kind of come to him. And it seems to me, or I heard Rabash would use the word shamati. I heard once that it said like this and like that. Where can you hear? He's talking about such things there that are the nuances of the Lord's work. So, and this is how it is. So, so he wants. It was under the condition that I would. You know, write it, meaning record it with the tape recorder. That's how you would say. Look, there were really difficult times. We too will have to go through something of that. There were many resistors, haters, truly. It's impossible to interpret. Maybe you didn't read, or you don't know, even with the Hasidim, there's the war between the different resistors and the different factors of Hasidim. Even through the days of the first and second temple and the periods between them, there wasn't one moment that was normal. It's written like it was for a certain period. But truly, very little. Very little. Because the scrutinies you have to do. So all these clashes are the scrutinies. If these rules won't pounce upon you, then you won't have connection with them. You want them not to look at you. I'm going to go to this direction, and they're going to go to that direction. Well, but that's not for correction. It's to the certain form that they will connect with you, and on purpose, that they want to bite you or to grab you in your foot. But slowly, slowly, they're going to see, where is he going to grab? So you need to learn you a little bit, to study you a little bit. He's going to do a little bit like this, so he needs to connect you a little bit. You understand? So in this such a way, the Creator is arranging all kinds of corrections along the way. So, we too will have to go through this. I see it coming up for sure. Although there's nothing here, and you're right, and there's nothing there, you're just adding a little bit, it's not important. It's not because you're right or you're wrong, and they're right or they're wrong, and they're good or bad. It's because there needs to be connection in order to scrutinize things and to start and connect these things to you. And therefore, problems will come, and it won't help you so much. Okay. Amikam, yes.
The fact it's the single soul as if split by the bodies into 600,000, is it kind of a revelation that she's in katnut, infancy, that she lacks something?
Imagine a holographic form. You know, in holographics, there are many, many pictures, many images, and each, it's as if depends on the scale, whether it's big or small. You can say that that's how it's in each and every one that is different. So, therefore, that same soul in which everyone is in sees it through his part. And then each and every one has like the same soul, but he grasps it in a different way.
But it's number 600,000. We are accustomed to the seven low ones, the seven sephirot, or...
Well, isn't it clear, the 600,000? When Zon rises to Arich Anpin from the Pe to its Chazeh, there they are stuck on that division towards 6. Times 10 is 60, and 10,000 are these ascents. We learned this.
So seemingly Malchut is lacking here. It's lacking kind of another ten times something to complete it. Is that the wholeness?
Yes, because Malchut is nullified before Zerampin, and that creates its structure.
And if it already exists in each and every person, so seemingly there's no work beyond it. There's only to replicate the state of one unit, as if we'll cancel the bodies among us, the different desires and...
Wait, you're not asking. You should ask. No, that's not a question. The question is like this. If we will all reach the corrections, how will we be included into the one soul? So it'll be clear to everyone that we have one soul. That's when we finish all the corrections. Before that, as we are, let's say, in partial corrections for each and every one, the relation towards that Malchut of Ein Sof, towards that fundamental soul will be different. And therefore, each of us has, supposedly, each one has its individual private soul.
And as if providence, you're claiming it's Arachanpin's providence? What does that mean?
The providence of Arachanpin means that everything is divided to Kitra, to Mucha de Avira, and to Kuma de Avira, and to Bina, that goes to outwards, and outside, and in the Rosh, you already have the Reshimot Resha, and outside that, you have Dikna, and these Partsufim need to care for the lower ones. That's how it's... That's the upper rule, upper control, providence. Okay?
Yuval from Yokonam is asking, according to the quote, it seems that it divides by the power of the body of each and every one.
His body is called that his will to receive that is still corrected only partially. That's called the body of the soul, and therefore it gives the sensation, a partial feeling in that reality. But there is a soul, but it's partial. It's individualist.
So he's asking whether he whose body is force greater, he receives more?
In this case, of course. As much as we come with a greater desire to receive, which is ready to be corrected, we feel this soul as more special, as greater, more inclusive. But other than it, there is nothing. We are in it. We're in that same soul. Yes.
If I am coming into interaction with someone, and I'm tuned at the fact that I want to feel that we are one soul, and the person is before me, how can I pass him, that person, the sensation that we are one soul, to the person that is before me?
Explain to him what mutual guarantee is. That there isn't one. One is not a spiritual vessel. At least two. As much as possible, if we all connect, we come to one soul. If I connect with someone, and we feel between us the chibur, the unity, that unity we feel as we have a soul, not me. Not him and not me, but rather one soul for him and me together. Not that we're divided, because in that point where we're connected, we're connected. We're truly connected. And then we don't feel that we have one soul for two, because we have become one. No, not you. Someone wanted over there. You already asked, no? Okay, well. Just don't cry.
Rav, you said about the opponents, that our opponents are already in contact with us.
Ain't There's none else besides him. The resistors will come, they'll pounce us, they'll shout at you, and with all kinds of names, they'll curse, whatever. Accept it, that it comes from the Creator, and you need to overcome it in a acceptable manner.
Meaning, externally, we don't need to do anything, right? It's mainly...
That I don't know.
So I'm asking.
I don't know. We'll deal with one problem at a time. I only don't see it as a problem. I see it as a lift for advancement, for scrutiny. There's part of the work that we do. Let them do something also. This is their form of getting closer to the Creator. That's it. There's those that learn, let's say, some science. Because they love science, and there's those that love, that don't love the science, but they look at him and they study it from envy. But they learn. The main thing is that the Creator is arranging for each and everyone a reason of his own. For the same result. So, I really respect this force of the haters because they are really awakening towards advancement. They are awakening until the will to receive is completely corrected in order to bestow. Then when such forces come, it really helps to advance. So, even more. Imagine to yourself that some big thug comes by here with a stick and a belt and looks at someone there that's sleeping there and would, like, flip him and give him a blow, and to this one and to that one. Well, I see, according to the guys here, how much they would be more awakened. Yes.
Rav, I'm asking because from experience it shows that it's better not to cancel it, not to ignore it, rather on the contrary, to work with it.
Of course to work with it. I'm not going to cancel it. On the contrary, I really like it when people shout at me.
You're not trying to convince him or anything.
You don't know me? It's actually an opportunity to do something in return. Otherwise, what? It's boring.
So for the time being, we can take it as you say, not to let go of it.
Yes, yes, yes. Even more. Wait for the first opportunity. Okay. So we are, for this reason, yes? For this reason, two discernments were made in the corporeal body. In the first discernment, one feels one's soul as a unique organ and does not understand that this is the whole of Israel, that it's the whole collective soul, meaning one feels that it's something private of his own, and this is truly a flaw. Hence, it causes, along with the above mentioned. What is it causes along with the above mentioned? For this reason, two discernments were made in the corporeal body. In the first discernment, one feels one's soul as a unique organ and does not understand that that is the whole of Israel, and this is truly a flaw. Hence, it causes along with the above mentioned. What? What probably?
Along with above, is probably referring to what he said before, that there are 600,000 souls. The sparks of souls seems like it divides into the force of the body of each and every one.
Well, let's say it's like that. If it's really that, then it's simple. That's right. Let's say we'll accept that for the time being. In the second discernment, the true light of the soul of Israel does not shine on him in all its illumination force, but only partially, in part of it. By the measure, he has purified himself by returning to the collective. Well, this is clear. To the degree in which he awakens himself and corrects himself more and more, then that light clothes in him more and more. And therefore he receives this soul, supposedly in parts. But we understand that it's not parts, but That's how it's revealed towards him. Meaning, the truth is that the whole problem is in the perception of reality. If we're talking that perception is individualistic, it's personal, and one feels the reality only according to the size of the corrected parts in him, so therefore, we don't talk about such reality. We don't talk about that there's a soul of 600,000 parts, and I have one part of it, and I maybe grab 10 parts. I don't then talk that way, because I can't grasp more or perceive less, and I perceive anything. I always discover 10 sefirot. It doesn't matter what it will be, even now. Also now, what I'm revealing, which is the corporeal world alone, let's say, 10 sefirot, no more and no less. And I will be the greatest one of all, it'll still be 10 sefirot. Meaning each time my scales change. That's it. Other than you? No. Yes.
Just to follow offer things to create maybe another discernment and to see if I've understood correctly. If I come to do a certain activity in a certain factory and there's someone in the factory who says, I don't want your activity and I don't want your Kabbalah and go away, so it's okay, I need to work with it. But if he's going to other factories and start to harm my work, I shouldn't allow him to do that, correct?
Are you talking about our friend that is disseminating in such a way that it was a Kabbalah? I don't understand.
No, I'm coming to do integral education workshop or something like that. And he says, I know you came from Kabbalah, no integral education or nothing. I don't want you here.
Why don't you want Kabbalah?
You're asking me?
Ask him.
No, right, ask him. But there are people you can't talk to them. There's something that kind of a burning hate in him that as far as he's concerned, you're the source of all evil in the world. Truly, like that, on that level. So, all right, you need to do some inner work with it. But if the same person come and now start going in other places and start harming your efforts there, it's not something you should take with love. Maybe internally, but you need to act against it in the tools we have in this world.
Right. Yes, of course. Of course, we are in the world of action, and everything that is acceptable in this world, we do. Yes, of course. We also had with the Rabash such a thing. That, no, not Rabash, it had to do with Miller's wife, one of the guys there. There was a little quarrel there in the place. So he said, I will kill them, or kill her, or something like that. Yeah, just like that, some a yeshiva boy, a seminary boy that shouted at her. And so we turned to the police. I drove to the police, and I told Rabash that what to do, and he said, you have to let them know. I went, I filled out the paperwork, everything. Well, as usual, they came and closed things like that. Of course, it didn't get out of proportion, but absolutely, I did that. Meaning, under what is possible, you need to do everything. But with that, so it won't be as correction. The correction is truly the internal correction. Only with that we cannot cause the internal correction only by our internal efforts. We also need to try and do all that is possible in this world. Yes? But within the law, with what is acceptable in the environment. Because that's the rule. All that is acceptable in the environment is acceptable also in the upper providence, which spinned the public in such a way so that for the time being it behaves that way, and therefore you need to accept his providence as the laws of the environment, of the surroundings. Meaning, whether I want to or not, I have to maintain these things. I have to keep these rules and laws. I drive more than 80 or 90, he would always press upon me. Why not? Come on. It's some road. No one's here and this and that. It's the law. That's it. In everything. And, of course, law or law, but you can. It's the law. This is providence. Truly like that. Surely. You cannot write the receipt. It's the law. In a very precise and meticulous way in each and everything.
Question by Lazov from Moscow is asking, every part of the soul is composed of vegetative and animate. Is that the lack we are taking from all of humanity and correcting?
Yes. Not only from, well, first of all, from all of humanity, because that includes still vegetative, animate, and speaking. But other than that, by us correcting still vegetative and animate that are in us, we are correcting the still vegetative and animate that's outside of us. This is called that all the still vegetative and animate and all the creatures of the world, and how does he write it there? They rise together with Adam, with man. How's it written?
He says in the introduction to the book of Zohar, item 18, that we shouldn't ask at all about the state of the rest of reality other than about the people, because the rest of the creatures have no value in and of themselves other than to the extent that they benefit mankind and bring man to its wholeness. Therefore, they ascend and descend with the humans without any value for themselves.
And this is all from inclusion. Yes, doctor.
Oren asked several times today, how important is the desire of the people in the street? And I wanted to ask, why is it important to scrutinize, to clarify the desire of individual people? Why is their desire important? Because, say, if I read the news, I feel the strong intensity of desires.
No. You're not connecting with a person. We need to be connected with a person. I sit within my people. That's how we need to connect with them, to be included and integrated with their desires, to feel that you received it from a live person. And only in such a manner, just as the society is organized in such a way, we need to be included by them. Otherwise, it won't go. I can't, through the internet, to get to know the world and to start working with it. No. Especially integral education. So, why are you sitting here? Now it's night time, before morning. Why are you sitting here? Go home. And see me from home, if already. Or in the middle of the day. Make a distance in the place and of time. And make it comfortable for yourself. Why don't you do that? Because you felt that there's a difference. So why here, don't you see it? We need to be integrated by people, by being included with their troubles. You're also giving him yours. You received something from him. The inclusion is already there. Him and you, and you and him. Those parts already exist. That adapter is already working. Now you only need to bring him the light. So he will feel that through you, like a teacher, like his teacher, he is receiving something special. And then he adheres, and you can already move on with him.
I very much feel that. I just wanted to emphasize how important is the interaction with a live person, because it changed everything.
Yes, we know that if we meet and talk in a way that it's like in four eyes, in a frontal manner with people, the bestowal passes on to... you can't even compare the internet or any other form of communication. We have to do that. And no one other than us can do that. Yes, Chaim. Of course, there's something new.
I just want to continue Doctor's line. The moment there's a state that you don't know the person, you don't hear his troubles, you have no connection with him. The moment, say, you went for a certain workshop, someone came and opened up a certain opening. This thing can open till Ein Sof now. What does it mean? I can sit there, say, as an example, in a workshop, and in 2 minutes I hear someone's troubles. I can also sit there for 20 hours. He will tell me 20 hours about his troubles. I can sit even 100 years.
With you, it's for sure.
It depends
on how many cups you're capable of drinking.
Exactly. How much I'm willing to sit and hear his troubles. So how much does one need to integrate with that desire? What does it mean to integrate? To hear for a minute or 10 minutes or 100 years?
It doesn't seem to me that we need to prolong it. One needs to understand that you have in you, other than you've been included with him, that you have an attitude towards him to participate in his sorrow and his problems, and also you have the ability to bring him a certain lightening, a certain mitigation to his situation. The ability to bring him this upliftment, this lightness, has to be clear to him. And then you ask for forgiveness, that you have to leave him. You have to bring him this relief. You know, you have other things. I don't think that this should all take more than 10 minutes. But again, it's certain that he has to feel that you're participating with his sorrow. He needs to definitely feel that his sorrow you're taking with him in order to bring him an answer, and that you're going, and soon he will receive the answer and the relief from you. And you're going to keep in contact with him. That's the main thing. Well, and hugging in the end. But I think that that's how people feel. Yes, Moti.
Following what Hanoch said also, what is our role in protecting this wisdom, or we should only integrate with it? For example, people came to me, it's not the first time, people study Zohar, or this person in that case studied alone, and he said, I've left it because I didn't understand anything. Besides, crazy things are written there, like the Creator created the whale in order to play with him. Is it nice to play, to ride like that the Creator played with fish? Really? This is what he said. So I don't know whether to defend the wisdom or to integrate with him. I also felt a sorrow that this is how people are taking it. So what's our role here?
There's people that don't understand, that don't want to understand, that do think that they understand, that they're coming in order to critique, that are coming in order to negate you, that are coming in order to scrutinize. There's all kinds of people, and we need to accept them all, not within, inside of us, but to accept everyone, and to try to give each and every one something. I understand, meaning to explain to each and every one why he is not completely in your opinion. Let's say the haters. I understand them. They have systems of their own. They're doing the life of their own. Maybe in your activity are bothering them. We need to see and to check and to explain to them. As much as it feels like you're bothering or not, maybe it's not worthwhile for you to awaken upon you or to come up to you, because maybe you'll bother him more. Or another way, a person who doesn't understand thinks that you're right or he's wrong or who knows what, we can also explain in several things. Or to ask him what exactly bothers you in this, and to explain to him in a pinpoint manner. Yesterday we spoke with Chaim, with some article, some reporter from Washington. Well, people don't understand anything. He doesn't understand a thing. He's writing in a Jewish newspaper. A good guy, but there's nothing to say. He just heard the word Kabbalah, and maybe some warnings that you shouldn't get close, that you can get crazy there, or something like that. That's all. What can you do? There's big work, and In each of us, there's also those types of people, and as much as you correct them on the outside, that's how you also need to be concerned, that they will also be corrected inside of you. But I don't think that we have the ability to avoid them. And I think that from the upper providence that such people are sent to me, they help inevitably altogether to scrutinize more and more things. Well, so what? So I'm engaged in Kabbalah together with Integral Education. How do you know what's good and what's bad? What that is at all? Well, and it's work. It's not pleasant. But we have to do it. This is called to shatter the iron curtain, the iron boundary, which Baruch Hashem wants so badly. This is the whole life work that he had to shatter this iron wall. So do the same thing and dedicate your time also to this. Be with your teacher with this also. Are there any other announcements for the end? No? And for you?
An international congress in Bulgaria. Dear friends, the 1st and the 3rd of November, a powerful connection congress will take place in the Borovets town in Bulgaria. We invite the friends from the world to awaken into a dawn of a new world. For details, eurocongress.info. But that will conclude. Thank you and a wonderful day.
Harmonia, we are like a sandal, chorim and vanim level.